Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what happened? I am Kiara, and I have a special treat for y'all tonight. I will be doing a solo episode. Oh my goodness. Kiana wishes that she could be here tonight, but she cannot. But she will be back. Don't you worry. But I got y'all this week for season 9, episode 2 of 90 Day Fiancé. Now, this is a new season. We didn't have a new episode last week only because I needed a little break. I think me and Kiana both just needed a second to process everything that happened on before the 90 days. But don't worry, because we're back. So let's jump right on into this season of 90 Day Fiancé. All right. This episode begins with Bilal, and he is about to head to the airport to go pick up Shai. If y'all remember, on last week's episode, he basically said that he wants to test her. I mean, well, that's literally what he said. That he wants to test her to see if she wants to be with him, or does she just want the things that he has? Last episode, he said that, you know, he wanted to see if she would be willing to build with him, because this is important. He can't feel like you just want everything handed to you. Sir, you're 42 years old and she is 37. What the fuck are we building? Absolutely not. I think that at this age, absolutely not. If she don't want to build, it's not because she's using you. I just think that it's because you're too old to be talking about, I want to build something with you. If you wanted to build something, you should have done that before I came. Anyway, let's get back to it. So he ends up picking her up from the airport in this really messy fucking kidnapper van. It's a white van with no windows. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. And then he takes her to his broke down childhood home. Now, I get it. This home is obviously still in his family. It means a lot to him. But what the fuck? I'm not gonna lie. If I was Shai, I would also be upset. He's thinking that she's upset because she wants him to be this rich guy with the big mansion house and the nice car in the driveway. I honestly think that she's more upset because of like what she was saying later on in the episode when she said, you know, you kind of portrayed yourself in a different light. Even though he had never shown her his house, his car, what she saw from him, oh, he's this real estate investor, you know, he's a real estate agent. I mean, come on, that sounds like a pretty nice job. You pick me up in this fucking hoopty van. If I can take me to this house, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not going to be happy with this. I didn't blame her at all because she clearly thought one thing. I didn't necessarily get gold digger vibes from her. I just felt like if you portray yourself a certain way and then this is what it really is, now I'm thinking you weren't hiding something because you want to test me. I'm thinking you never show me your place because hello, your place wasn't very nice and you like tricked me to come over here and live in this shithole with you. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm getting a little bit worked up over this because one thing that I cannot stand is a guy saying that he's trying to test his partner, his significant other. What are you talking about? Especially not at Bilal's age of fucking 42 years old. I'm sorry. So anywho, he ends up getting upset because she is upset and she's not really hiding it at all. You know, she's telling him that she feels like he perceived himself in a different way than what was really the truth. And he says to her that she could be living on the streets or he could be living on the streets. You know, you can't really judge that kind of thing. All I'm saying is, Bilal, the fact is that if you were living on the street, you had no business bringing Shai over here. But The biggest thing is that you're not living on the streets. You have a nice house, a nice car. Why are you meeting someone from a different country? Why are you getting engaged to this person after only knowing them for such a short amount of time? And then you're having to do all of this to try to make her prove herself. If that was the case, why not just be with someone who's already here in America? And fucking vet them out that way, see what they're really about that way. Why are you getting someone from a whole different country to come here and trick her? I was hoping that this episode would show them when they actually went to his real house. Of course it didn't, but I'm team shy for sure because he's tripping, okay? But let's go ahead and move on to Kara and Guillermo. I hope I said that right. Okay, so this episode starts with her being in the Dominican Republic. She's there to pick him up because, as we learned on the last episode, his passport is actually expired. And, you know, I'm not sure how her being there is gonna like magically fix this passport issue that they're so worried about, but she goes to get him. They end up going to dinner with some of his friends and also his brother. And you know what? The one thing that I will say, I actually really appreciate the fact that she speaks the same language as him. It's obviously not her first language, but she speaks it and she speaks it pretty well. I'm actually pretty happy about that. One of the biggest things that gets me about any 90 Day Fiancé couple is when they do not speak the same language. How can you possibly expect things to work when you don't speak the same language? I'm sorry. But anyway, they end up talking about the fact that Guillermo is so much younger than Kara. She is 29, if you didn't know, and he is 23. So his brother is kind of making fun of him and Kara's going along with it. They're kind of calling him, I forgot what word that you were using, but basically it was like a sugar baby. They're calling him that. They're calling him a toddler for being with this much older woman. I am so confused. I mean, she was a whole 6 years old when he was born. Oh my goodness. How can the world go on, right? Like, they are acting like this is the damn biggest age gap in the history of the world. Oh my gosh. I didn't understand that. I definitely understood why Guillermo was getting upset over the fact that they kept making fun of him for this because what was the reason? It doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. I don't know if that's a part of their storyline or if that is really a reason that is, or if that is something that is very concerning for them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so lost on why they keep emphasizing this quote unquote age difference. Anyway, though, they end up getting on the plane the next day to head to the United States. And oh my gosh, they actually got detained because of his whole passport situation. And I'm not gonna lie, for some reason, when it said Karen Guillermo got detained, my heart started beating so fast. I was like, oh my gosh. Do y'all remember the season with the girl from France? I cannot think of her name right now, but the girl from France, and she ended up getting detained in fucking, what was it, Mexico or something? And her boyfriend's having a spa day and having the time of his life on vacation. Meanwhile, she's been in lockup for however many days. So when they showed that, I was like, oh my gosh, not another one. I was so scared for them. I really was. But they end up getting let go about 2 hours later. I think they said something, I guess just because he was Venezuelan, they cleared it up because on episode one, he was saying something about the Venezuelan government. There's a lot going on in Venezuela, I guess, and so he couldn't renew his passport. So I guess, of course, the US would know something like that, and then they just gave him a pass or whatever the case is. I'm actually interested in seeing what's going on in Venezuela now because that's not something that you really hear about. But I remember on the first episode, he was talking about how he joined the resistance. And I was like, oh my goodness. I'm definitely going to be looking that up for sure. But I'm glad they made it to the United States. Now we will just see what happens from here with them. They seem to be really in love. They're always kissing and talking like they love each other. And, it makes my heart so happy. So I think that they're going to be a really good couple to keep my eye on this season. Maybe, possibly one of my favorites because Kara seems to be kind of like a not wild child, but she seems to be, young and free. She has her balloon making business. I don't even know how you get into something like that, but she has that. So I think it'll be interesting because he mentioned on this episode, she's gonna have to be taking care of him for a while before he can start work. So we'll see how that goes. He seems like he's very, maybe traditional is the right word, where he feels like he should be providing for her, but instead she's going to be providing for him. Because on the part where they were calling him a toddler, he kind of felt disrespected because he felt like his woman, his fiance, should not be talking about him like that. We'll see. I think they're going to be pretty interesting for sure. All right, let's go to Eve. This is our first time seeing Eve. She wasn't on the first episode, but here she is. They actually showed her with her son who has special needs. A very sweet segment, I thought. Obviously, she really loves him. And I don't know, my heart felt so full hearing her talk about her son and everything that he needs, but how she didn't stop. She didn't let that get her down. She didn't let that weigh on her. She knew what she had to do for her son and she did it. And what I really liked about Eve is that not only did she know what she had to do for her son, but she also knew that she needed to take care of herself. When they showed her and she was going to her yoga classes and she was talking about how she had met a lot of like-minded individuals and things like that, just people that were, kind of on the same vibes as her. And yoga seems like something that makes her really happy. I was like, okay, yeah. Because even though you're a mom, and even though your mom's a special needs kid, that doesn't mean that you still don't have your own needs and want to be happy and, that kind of thing. So I thought that was pretty sweet that she still made sure that she's also taking care of herself. So that's pretty good. I'm giving three claps for Eve. Okay. So they end up talking about Muhammad, who is her boyfriend or fiance, whatever you want to call him. He's actually from Egypt and he is 25 years old, which is actually 23 years younger than Eve. Now, this is an age gap that we can talk about. Okay. So, you know what? I'm not gonna lie. It's a big gap, but they're both grown. So, I mean, it is what it is, right? So, when she talks about how they met, they actually met on Instagram. She used a certain hashtag. He found that hashtag, messaged her, after she used it. And then a little while later, she ends up going to Egypt to meet this guy. And one thing I will say is that it never ceases to amaze me that people are willing to travel across the world to meet a stranger that they absolutely have no knowledge about, like none. And they're perfectly okay with that. You're not afraid of getting your head chopped off. You're not afraid of being kidnapped. You're not afraid of anything. And the crazy part is that you have a young kid. I would never, I won't say I would never. It's not good to say that you would never do certain things, but I'm like, oh my gosh, the fact that you would do something like that is crazy to me. I think that that is one thing that keeps me coming back to 90 Day Fiancé. These people are just meeting these strangers. And I'm thinking, y'all are one of the lucky ones, because imagine how many people go meet strangers in a different country that we don't hear about, and they don't make it back. I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but that's crazy to me. But she ends up having one of her friends come over, and she's cleaning out her closet when the friend comes over. And she's getting rid of any of her clothes that may or may not be a little too revealing. Her short shorts, tops that might show too much cleavage, whatever the case is. And her friend says that he seems a little bit possessive, because she says, you know, that she's doing it because he's Muslim and they don't wear that kind of stuff in Egypt. You know, really, I actually appreciate the fact that she, Eve, said that he didn't necessarily make her clean out her closet, but that she's doing it because she knows how his culture is and how that kind of thing goes. Because I think so many times when we see these people that are dating somebody that is Muslim, they have a really hard time conforming to that culture. They're kind of like, yeah, I'm not going to change who I am because this is who I am, and you're the Muslim one, not me, so I'm not going to change. A few people come to mind, actually, from 90 Day Fiancé. And I really kind of appreciated that she knows what she's getting into, and if that's what she's deciding to do, then do your thing, girl. They end up then talking about how the friend has a son who is also 25 years old, the same age as Muhammad. And the friend is actually really concerned about that. And I get it, right? I can't imagine at 25 dating somebody who is over 20 years older than me. But for some reason, I think that when it's a guy dating a woman that's so much older, it's like, why? I don't know. Does it seem different if a girl is dating someone older than if a guy is to y'all? I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping. But I think it's, I won't say that it's different, but it seems a little weird. Maybe it's because I feel like women, we mature a little bit faster than guys. So, I mean, maybe not that much, but you know what I mean. I don't know. Let me know what y'all think. But the next day, Eve ends up meeting up with some of her friends that she calls the squad. And they actually start talking about Eve and Muhammad's sex life. And oh my gosh, these women were getting into the nitty-gritty, okay? I obviously they were drinking. Let me just say those drinks must have really hit, because they were asking some really in-depth questions about the sex life. And I was like, oh my goodness. All right. I mean, I don't care how close we are. There's some things that, are you really asking me that right now? And it's actually revealed that Eve was Muhammad's first. He lost his virginity to her. So, of course, they have, you know, their questions about that. But Eve actually felt uncomfortable with those questions because obviously Muhammad is Muslim, and she didn't really feel comfortable asking those questions because she knows that he wouldn't be comfortable with her answering those questions or even being asked those questions. And actually, she ends up revealing to her friends that she's giving up alcohol for the most part. She's only going to be drinking on special occasions. She's giving up pork, that kind of thing. And her friends are kind of concerned that she's changing for him because she wants him to feel comfortable, and not necessarily because it's something that she wants to do, and they don't want her to lose herself in the process of being with this new guy. And you know what? I understand that. And it's funny because when her one friend was talking to her about getting rid of the clothes in her closet, I actually thought that because of the way that she said that, oh, well, I know that he's Muslim and they don't wear this kind of stuff over there. And I was wondering, like, did they even have any kind of conversation about what he would like from her? Or is she just doing these things? You know, on her own. I mean, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but it seems like something that you would have a conversation about. I don't know. It's gonna be fun to watch them this season. I don't want anybody to break up, but I don't know. She seems like such a good person. I'm kind of thinking that I want someone that won't make her lose who she is. I'm talking like I know her. But just based off of what her friends were saying, I wouldn't want her to get caught up in some guy that she barely even knows. But we'll see. We'll see where it goes. Okay, let's move on to Jabri and Miona. So when we see them on this episode, it starts actually with him talking about his best friend David and Miona actually don't get along. And Jabri thinks that his friends aren't her biggest fans because he basically broke up their band by going to Serbia when COVID first struck and staying with her rather than, you know, the band and them doing their thing. Can I just say that if that's how things really went down, you dropped the band for this girl that you barely know? I would probably not like her either, and you fucking better be glad that I also still like your ass. They seem like they had a lot going for them in this band, and like on the first episode, they had video shoots and they were performing. It seemed pretty decent, you know? It didn't seem that bad. So, yes, hell yes, I would be upset if you left us for some woman. His friend David from Serbia, who is actually a refugee from Serbia, actually told him that he felt like Miona was using him. From what I got from that conversation, he felt like Miona saw an opportunity with him and she took it. And here she is, supposed to be coming here. And the way that the friend was talking, it kind of made it seem as if she was supposed to come at some other time, but maybe she didn't. He was saying, oh, when is she coming? Supposedly. So I'm thinking, was she supposed to come at another time? And then she didn't? I'm concerned. I don't know. I won't say I was getting bad vibes from her. But the way that she was talking on the first episode about how she refuses to live long term in South Dakota, she wants that Hollywood lifestyle, that New York lifestyle, the kind of flashy, you know, money, that kind of thing lifestyle. I'm actually concerned for Jabri because I don't know. It doesn't seem like anything good can happen from this. Do y'all remember that couple? I wish I could think of their names. I can't remember anybody's names. But remember the couple that was in LA? The guy was also in a band, and the girl came from Ukraine or Russia or something, and her sister lived like right down the street. And somehow she ends up getting with this guy and they get married and whatever. That is the vibes that I was getting from Miona. She's coming here for a reason, and that reason may or may not be Jabri. Who knows? I don't know. We'll see. So the day that she's supposed to come into town, he's getting ready to go to the airport. And he's showing off all the gifts he got her, some really cute boots and just some little things. And he's so excited. He goes to pick up the gifts to put them in the car. Y'all, Why the hell did this guy rip his damn pants? I'm not gonna lie. When he was saying, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? I don't have time for this, that kind of thing. I was actually low-key hoping that he wouldn't change because the outfit was actually cute. The outfit was kind of fly, okay? I was like, you better fucking sew that shit up real quick or tape it up. I was glad that he didn't change. That was a cute-ass outfit, okay? But he goes to the airport and he, you know, he runs out the red carpet for her. She seems really nice. She seems like she likes him. A part of me is kind of like, how else would she act, right? Like, she wants to be here in America. We'll see with them. I don't know. I'm kind of iffy about her, but we'll see. For sure. I mean, the truth always comes out with these couples, right? Anytime a couple is just there for one thing, it usually gets exposed. So I have no doubt that it will, if that's what she's truly there for. Okay, let's go on to Emily and Kobe. When we see her, she's actually looking at lingerie and talking to her sister about wanting to spend one night with Kobe before they go back to the parents' house, because as we learned on the last episode, her parents' house is pretty crowded. There's five adults to one bathroom. I don't know if the parents are also sharing that bathroom or if she has that many siblings that are sharing a bathroom. The house looked like a decent size, so for that house to only have one damn bathroom, it's pretty crazy. Okay, anyway, she wants to make sure that they will still have that sexual chemistry that they had before. If y'all remember on the first episode, she was talking about how they had sex the first night that they met. They were having sex in the shower and on the floor for hours. They were getting it in. I was like, damn, this girl is really open, right? But she wants to make sure that, you know, they still have that chemistry there. Since it's been so long, it's been 2 years for them. And so she ends up going 2 hours to the city to pick him up, but she goes the day before his plane lands, and she actually goes to have dinner with a friend of hers who has known her since her wild party days. And the friend seems pretty supportive, which is nice, but he also says that he thinks that Emily has this vision of how things are gonna go once Kobe gets there. Like, he's kind of gonna save the day, that kind of thing. And the friend is like, yeah, I don't think that that's gonna happen. And I actually don't think so either. The reason being is because he can't get a job for a while he's there. And if he's still in that partying lifestyle, doing whatever he wants, he's gonna now have to adjust to life as being a full-time parent so that she can actually get a job and provide for them so that they can eventually get their own place. So obviously, I hope things go well for them in that aspect, but I was kind of agreeing with the friend. I'm not gonna lie. So on the day that she picked him up from the airport, poor fucking Emily is so nervous. Like, she is crying. I'm like, wait a minute. It was kind of weird. I'm not gonna lie. I know that she was feeling a little bit insecure because of the weight that she has gained and they haven't been together in so long, but she was crying as if she thought he was not gonna want to be with her. And I'm thinking, girl, why do you think that? You know, like, you would think that he's at least seen that she's gained some weight. And if he's still coming, he must still love you. He must still want to meet his kid. I don't know. I thought it was weird that she was crying. I get being nervous, but my guess this was like a step above, okay? But when he gets off of the plane and they meet up, they actually both looked like they really, really, really were very happy to see each other again. He looked like he was happy to see her, which I was glad about because of, like I said, her insecurities and stuff that she may have had. So it was nice that he was glad to see her, and he was actually pretty sweet because he kept giving her these little compliments, and then he said he felt complete that he was with her. And of course, he's just so excited to meet the baby. And y'all, this girl, of course, she says that she still hasn't even told him about the fact that she got this hotel for them and that he's actually not meeting the baby tonight. You know, I get what she's trying to do with this. I truly do. You know, you want to make sure that the love is there, that y'all are still doing y'all's thing. But that's probably something that you should have said before. I'm just saying, like, to me, that's something that you mentioned. All she told him was that he wasn't coming to the airport. She never said anything about you're not going to see him at all the day that you get here. I felt like that was maybe some poor judgment on her part, but hopefully things work out with the intimacy, which I think it will, honestly. She said that she's not really feeling it how she was before, where she wanted to go however many rounds a night. She said she's more so of like, just hit it and quit it tonight, boo. Which I think he'll be fine with. If he hasn't been with anyone with fucking 2 years, I think he'll be fine with that. I can't wait to see them next week. They seem like they're gonna actually last. Also, maybe possibly one of those couples that you don't really like have any opinions about in the beginning, but then maybe they become one of your favorite couples by the end of the season. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But that was the end of the couples for this week. We still haven't seen Ari and Beanie, which I'm pretty excited to see them because y'all, Benny's sister throws the drink in Ari's face. Oh my goodness. I have so much to say about that, but we will just talk about it when it happens. I did want to let y'all know that I did want to let y'all know that we're adding a new segment to the end of our episodes, and it's gonna be called Wait, What Happened? And basically, we're gonna be talking about multiple 90 Day couples, not just from the current season that we're discussing throughout the rest of the episode, but all 90 Day Fiancé stuff that we see during that week. It may be weekly, it may be bi-weekly. We'll figure it out. But I did want to mention a few things that I saw this past week for Wait, What Happened? Okay. The first thing that I saw was actually Robert and Annie from 90 Day Fiancé had a child together, and the child actually passed away, which is very, very sad. Annie posted it on her Instagram page. Not sure exactly what happened, but they did lose a child. So, of course, we're sending our condolences to them. I'm sure this is a very rough time for them. So, we're sending our condolences, and we're sending you all our 90-day love, and we're sending you our prayers. On a different note, Anna and Marcel, if y'all remember, Anna was from, I forgot where in the United States, but Marcel was from Turkey. And remember, they didn't speak any of the same language. he was a beekeeper or she was a beekeeper. One of them was a beekeeper. And they actually just had a baby boy. So that's really nice. That was very, very, very nice. Oh my gosh, I didn't even think that she wanted to have kids because if y'all remember from the season that they were on, her kids low key weren't very huge fans of Marcel. So it was nice that they actually had a kid. It was a baby boy. So that's very nice. Congratulations to them. Of course, we have everything that's going on with Memphis and Hamza. I don't think anybody knows what the hell is going on with these two. Some people are speculating that they're filming for a new season of 90 Day Fiancé, whatever, maybe Happily Ever After or something. So that's why all this drama is happening, to kind of create some buzz for that. They seem to be on two separate pages. I have no clue. Memphis posts these cryptic ass messages on her Instagram, and then Hamza posts pictures of him and Memphis together and pictures of him with the car seat. And like, I don't know. Does anybody know what's going on with these two? I guess they're gonna just make us wait. I will say that Memphis posted some stuff. I guess Hamza's family was concerned that the baby that she had maybe possibly was not his baby. Y'all, it's a lot. It's a lot with them. I'm gonna keep y'all posted. I'm gonna be doing some research, looking into that kind of thing, but I'm so confused. Speaking of babies, I feel like tonight's segment is full of babies, y'all. But Juliana, who was on 90 Day Fiancé, of course, with Michael, who they ended up getting married, and he was really tight with his ex-wife, and he had the two kids that were like super smart. She also is having a baby with some other guy. She's living in a completely different country now. She's not in the United States anymore. She's also planning to have a baby. I was surprised that her and Michael weren't together anymore, but they broke up a while ago. There were rumors about the fact that she had slept with his ex-wife, who he was close with, her ex-husband. There was a lot of stuff going on with that, y'all. I couldn't even tell you, but now I know that she's not married to him or the best friend. Nothing like that. She's living in, I think, Germany or something like that with her boy, with her husband. He's an artist. They're having a baby pretty soon. She looks so cute pregnant. And of course, we're wishing nothing but happiness to those couples. And like I said before, we're sending our condolences to Annie and Robert in this really difficult time for them. That concludes our episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what? And also on Twitter at 90 Day Fiancé WWH, where we do live tweet some of the episodes. Also, leave us some ratings and reviews here on Apple Podcasts. We've gotten a few. We want some more. 5-star only. But actually, leave us some reviews. We've gotten some ratings, which is great. Thank you very much. But let us know what y'all think about the podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what happened? We outie. Thank you.